And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to all the folks from the Young Trustees who came in. We sort of just switched chairs here, Brandon, just for this interview, I guess. We're just moving over. Later in the show, we're going to have some pre-recorded segments from local representative candidates, Edgar Chambers from the Libertarian Party and Sidney Carlin. But in studio now, we have Nikki Medeiros and Linda Uthoff from Accord Hospice. Well, not really you from Accord Hospice, but you're sort of working with them. But thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Of course. And as I understand, you're kind of working on a little bit of a show coming up.
We are. Accord Hospice is presenting a play here in Manhattan. It's called Vesta. And the story is about a 75-year-old woman who, in the very opening monologue, has a stroke, and then how the next 5 years of her life plays out. And so we get to see all the different experiences she has, and sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's touching, but all of it is very true to life.
And what sort of stemmed, that's probably a bad word, where did this stem from? That's a better way to phrase that.
That is a good question. This is the first in a series of three plays commissioned by the Hospice Foundation of America. And the idea is that we want to educate communities about these issues. People are often isolated as they age, as they become more elderly, and we just aren't used to that experience until it hits us, and then we can be in a situation of crisis. And so by bringing this play, we kind of want to present those ideas so they can become more familiar, but then also so people can start having those conversations that need to happen prior to getting into that situation.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times people tend to, it's not something we hear about. You know, as you get older, you know, everyone gets older. And there are kind of regular things that happen to everyone as they get older. Maybe not to everyone, but to a lot of folks. We'll all go through some situation, changes in our lives that we weren't expecting. And some people, it can be hard to deal with.
Right. Aging is definitely a universal experience that we will all go through, hopefully anyway. And by educating people, we can hopefully make it more normal, so it becomes less scary. One of the things that we encounter as a hospice is we come in closer to the end than this play is talking about, but just helping people to lessen the fear and have more communication with one another, and that makes the whole process so much easier and less frightening.
Definitely. And Linda, how did you get involved in the project?
Well, Nikki had a wonderfully talented son that was one of my students at Manhattan High when I was there. And so she knew about me, I think, and then called me to do it. But it's been a real privilege to work with this cast of seven very talented local actors. And they have all expressed the fact that these issues that are brought up in the play by Brian Harnateau have hit home with them as well. We've all had either parents that have gone through the process of how do you communicate about what do you want in the last few years of your life? How do you want to be treated? How do you want to handle end-of-life decisions and that kind of thing? And so it's been a real privilege, and Manhattan Christian College has provided us a nice venue that we could show this play on, what is it, November 9th and 10th, right? It's coming up soon, mm-hmm. Next weekend. So that's how I became involved. And then the great Sherry Minnick, who is a local theater professional, has been assisting me on the direction and stage management, and she's also playing a role. So it's been fun.
And can you talk a little bit about your approach to the play? What are some of your, I'm not sure if goals are the right words, but what are some of the directions you're looking to make with the script?
Right. It's a small space that we're in, so it's going to be a very intimate theater experience for anybody that comes next Friday or Saturday night. But the actors and I have been working on trying to, you know, it's about pretty heavy decisions, but there's also humor involved in some of these situations. How does a mother and a daughter communicate with each other that have had a complicated relationship in their life? How do you work together to make sure everybody's happy and is, and the mother feels like, she's a very independent, smart woman. She's a university librarian, somebody that could live here in Manhattan right now. How does she deal with that loss of independence? And where she wants to be and why she fights it and why she goes with it sometimes and works with them. So it's been fun to ride this wave of very quick little scenes between one moment. Sometimes there's a flashback. Sometimes there's a moment where several people come in quickly and go away quickly. How do you handle that?
Yeah, it can be it's definitely a tough topic to deal with. My grandmother's going through Alzheimer's right now. So, you know, I can tell you right now, my cousin was caretaking for her. So there's, just from my own experience, I understand what you're talking about when it referred to, you know, there's heartbreaking moments. But then there's also times where some things are just kind of, you just have to laugh.
Yes.
And there's no other way to go about it.
And sometimes those moments of laughter are what get us through the times when we cry.
Yeah, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And is there from the hospice side of things, is there maybe some transportation that will be associated with it to be able to get people maybe in hospice to be able to attend the play?
We are partnering with Via Christi Village, and they will be bringing a group of people. In terms of folks from Manhattan, they would be expected to get there themselves, but our facilities will definitely be providing transportation to some of their folks.
I think we might have... No phone call. All right, then. And... remind me a little bit about the times, dates, and places that we might be able to check this out.
Yes. So the performances are going to be at Manhattan Christian College, which is at 1415 Anderson. And that is on November 9th and 10th, Friday and Saturday night. The show times are 7:30 both nights. And tickets can be purchased at our website, which is www.accordhealthgroup.com, or can be purchased at our office, and our phone number there is 785-376-0346, and we are located at 3246 Kimball Avenue in Candlewood Plaza.
And we're running a little bit out of time, but just to close off, I guess, what is just one thing you hope that audiences will take away when they come out to see the show?
I hope that they can feel connected to one another, that this is something we all go through and that we don't have to go through it alone.
Nikki, Linda, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for this segment. Coming up, we're going to have a recorded interview, just as sort of a warning there. We won't be able to take calls with her, but Sydney Carlin, representative for the 66th District, will play an interview I had with her earlier last week. So stay tuned for that here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
ESV Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has new solutions to help you grow your money with higher rates. Call ESV Financial person.